You could see and hear everything they were doing, like that. It wasn't as far as a little bit farther from here to that house over there, where they landed.
Was the levee between you and the boats?
Oh, yes, the levee was there.
But it wasn't that high. You could see over the levee?
Yeah, but the levee was nothing like it is now. After the 1927 flood, they had to enlarge the levees, and that's when they took our home. And it had to be torn down. There were two, and my dad, there was another home behind us, and Dad had two lots of that. He was gone. He and my mother were still living when that was done. But they tore the house down and used dirt from there to help enlarge the levee. And it's three times as large. Bill, who's been in the county for a long time, came in and asked me one day in the post office, said, "Ms. Lee, somebody told me that this levee idea was not any larger than it was in 1927. I said, "Oh, Bill, let me tell you, they're just as wrong as they can be. I said, "It's three times the size." Because it had to be with the waters that we were having, you see, have been open, as high as the river were getting.
Yes, ma'am.
The water would have been over the levee.
Yeah. How'd you get from the first to the second floor? You had...
The house?
Yeah.
Had the stairway.
Yeah, inside?
Yes, beautiful stairway. It was a big a reception hall, you might say.
Okay.
And then that stairway was right up.
And at the end of each side of the house, you had a what? At the end of each part of the house, you had a...
There wasn't anything. Those windows there, those were rooms, bedrooms upstairs.
Well, what about this?
Is that a chimney?
Yeah.
Yes, we had fireplaces.
You had two fireplaces?
Yes.
Okay. How did you build a fire in the fireplace? Do you remember making them?
My goodness alive, yes. How we built them?
Yeah.
We started out with paper, and we had kindling. We used cypress or pine.
Uh-huh.
And built the fires that way, stuck a match to them, and my daddy had enough wood to heat everything. We kept that big house, was just as comfortable all over with the fire of the fireplaces, and we did finally put in some heaters.
Yes, ma'am.
Used wood in those.
Before you went to bed at night, you had to put on a big what?
Yes, and of course you had your screens in front to keep anything from popping out.
Would you have a big kind of stone place out in front of the fireplace?
Yes, a hearth. Mm-hmm. Hearth, mantle, and everything.
A mantle up over?
Yes, right.
And did you ever have to clean all the stuff that would go up the chimney, all the...
Oh, yes, that had to be cleaned out. Daddy always had it done when the winter was over. Had that done, and he would had a screen that he put over the top of the chimneys to keep the swallows and thing in there coming in to build nests, because they would do it. And he had those put on every year.
And somebody would come in and clean out all the...
Right. Some of the men on the plantation at White Point would come in and clean it out good, and then put the screen over the chimneys.
Yeah. Get out.
Those chimneys, those fireplaces were huge.
They were?
Oh, yes. They were built in keeping with the size of the rooms. As I said, all the rooms were 20 by 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Except the big entrance hall. And the dining room was right back of that, and it was just about as... Well, it was really longer. And about 20 feet wide.
The black stuff that would go up the chimney?